This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Almost after 5 years, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has reduced the policy repo rate by 25 basis points from 6.5% to 6.25%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra made the announcement today in Mumbai following a three-day meeting of the MPC. As a result, the standing deposit facility rate will be set at 6%, while the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate will both remain at 6.5%.
The MPC also decided unanimously to continue with a neutral stance and remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth.
The 25 basis points rate cut at to 6.25% comes after the last rate reduction in May 2020. The most recent revision occurred in February 2023, when the policy rate was raised by 25 basis points to 6.5%. Explaining the rationale behind the decision, Mr. Malhotra noted that inflation has declined and is expected to further moderate in 2025-26, gradually aligning with the target. To avoid banking frauds, Mr. Malhotra also announced that Reserve Bank shall implement the bank.in exclusive internet domain for Indian banks. In order to enhance digital security in the banking and payments system, RBI has proposed to extend additional factor of authentication to online international digital payments made to offshore merchants who are enabled for such authentication. He also suggested banks and NBFCs to continuously improve preventive and detective controls to mitigate cyber risks. The government today said at present the fertilizer producing capacity of the country stands at 315 lakh metric tons. While replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister J.P. Nadda said India produced 225 lakh metric tons of fertilizers in 2014, which has now increased significantly. He said the capacity of existing manufacturing units has been increased by 20 lakh metric tons to 25 lakh metric tons annually in recent years. Several opposition MPs today held a protest over the issue of detention of Tamil Nadu fishermen by Sri Lankan authorities. DMK MPs Dayanidhi Maran, Kanimori and A. Raja, Congress MP Hibeden, RJD leader Manoj Jha, P. Santosh of the CPI were among the protesting MPs. Talking to media, Kanimori said nearly 97 fishermen have been arrested by the Sri Lankan authorities and they should be brought back. Later, she also raised the issue in the Lok Sabha during Zero Hour. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. The Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Waz, informed that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting process. Around 5,000 staff members and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the purpose. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the demise of senior BJP leader and trustee of Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust, Kameshwar Chaupal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Mr. Chaupal was a dedicated Ram Bhakt who made a valuable contribution in the construction of Ram Temple in Ayodhya. The Prime Minister highlighted that coming from a Dalit background, Mr. Chaupal will always be remembered for his work for the welfare of deprived communities of society. The Union Culture Ministry is organising a grand event at Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj this evening. Renowned artists from across the country will mesmerise devotees with grand presentations of music, dance and art. The main highlights of the event at the Ganga Pandal include performances by famous artists. The 38th Suraj Kund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, began in Faridabad today. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini inaugurated the fair this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.